Now, international experts have praised palliative care in Kerry in a new report stating that services in this county could be used as a template nationally. HSE Cork Kerry Community Healthcare commissioned the report with the objective of learning from the development of palliative care services in this county. The authors praised the work culture and environment of Kerry Specialist Palliative Care Service. Palliative care, of course, involves the care of people living with serious illness, frequently those who are facing the end of their lives. And Kerry Specialist Palliative Care was chosen for the study because of its perception as a good example of integrated care practice, with the purpose to find out what had made it successful and widely accepted and valued in the county. And the report was written by authors from the International Foundation for Integrated Care, which has its headquarters in the Netherlands. To talk about this in more detail, we have Dr. Patricia Sheehan, Clinical Lead for Kerry Specialist Palliative Care Service. We have Michael Fitzgerald, Kerry Hospice Foundation volunteer, and also Dr. Elderweiss Aldasoro, who is a senior researcher at International Federation for Integrated Care. Dr. Sheehan, I'll start with you on this one. You must be delighted with the outcome of this report.
Oh, yes, we were really, it was amazing. I suppose when you're asked to be studied at the start, it's a bit nerve-wracking because it's not nice to be under the microscope. But we feel this report has helped us and will guide our further development of the services. It shows that we've a lot done, but there is a huge lot more to do.
Yeah, when you were saying you were nervous, was someone's coming in from an outside body to look at what you're doing and how you're doing it, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose to me, we've watched palliative care services grow for the last 20 years, and somebody coming in to critique it or find faults with it, it's like somebody going at your child. You could get a bit defensive. But actually, anybody who does that, they're actually helping you to see how you can improve things. So we were happy then to go ahead with it.
Okay. And Dr. Edelweiss, if I can ask you just your perception, I suppose, of what service you found here in Kerry, and I suppose what they're doing right in Kerry Palliative Care.
Yeah. Let me tell you that, answering to what Patricia was saying, it takes a lot of courage to actually participate and commission this kind of evaluation. But we thought that they were doing a lot of things that we could use as learning examples for in other contexts. Nothing is perfect, and we all have to learn together, and I think this is what we do for in our foundation, that we use these examples to support local partners to learn with us, and we learn from them so we can exchange and this knowledge and this learning in other contexts.
Yeah, and that's the key thing. It's about how to do best practice or achieve the best outcome for the patients in this situation.
Absolutely. That's that's the whole role. That's our mission. Try to get people to have a better experience of care. So like in general, they've got like a fulfilling life, a healthy life, and they can actually live better.
And that is the key thing. You found the reasons for the service success: strong local leadership and cooperation between local services, including volunteers and the state, as well as fundraising as part of it. Is that right?
I think one of the key things of the success of this service is, as you were saying, how different leaders from different perspective, like managers, clinical leaders, but also volunteer sector, actually got a partnership with national leaders and within all of them, and they decided, because this is also a decision, to work together for the better and to create something that was good for the community. But I would also like to highlight that also sometimes change can be led by one person, and I would like to recognize the work of Ted Moynihan also here, because somehow someone needs to start the fire, someone needs to start moving things, and then everybody else actually jumps in, that they work together. It's been very, very good example of that.
Yeah, and that is very important. That's very important of what can work. And Michael Fitzgerald, from that point of view, thanks for joining us this morning. The volunteer side of this, a very important key in the whole picture of the palliative care service.
Yes, I suppose, Jerry, look, I'm only a recent, becoming a recent member of Kerry Hospice Foundation, but the tremendous work that has happened over in excess of 20 years by people at local level around the country, collecting funds and coming together, I suppose, and working with the health services, working with the clinicians and palliative care across the system is what's really, I suppose, at the core of the success of this service. And I think the report makes the point that if that didn't happen, we wouldn't be as far advanced in the delivery and the provision of services here through the inpatient unit and the day services. All those things got delivered much sooner because of that kind of extraordinary movement, I suppose, of people working in collaboration with the services to do so. And it's very difficult if you're in charge of funds or monies and you're trying to decide who gets what, to ignore when some people have put their hands so deeply in their pocket and done all that heavy lifting and put commitments in place, some of them for 3 and 5 years over that period of time, and actually putting the buildings in place and funding services for many years afterwards. And I think that really has been a key success factor, the coming together of people for the one purpose.
Yeah, very important. Okay, I want you all to stay with me. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. If you have a view on it, you have your observations on Kerry Palliative Care, if you've gone through it or family member has gone through it, and if you're involved, we want to hear from you on the programme. We'll talk a bit more about this and I suppose the lessons that can be learned across our health service from it after we take these. Yeah, we're talking about the findings of an international report into the Kerry Palliative Care Services, Kerry Specialist Palliative Care Service. Indeed, we've Dr. Patricia Sheehan, who's clinical lead. We have Michael Fitzgerald of the Kerry Hospice Foundation, a volunteer with them, and Dr. Edelweiss Aldasaro, senior researcher at the National Federation for Integrated Care, which carried out the report. And Patricia, as part of this report, they spoke to service users, and a number of them made observations like the service cared. You weren't just a number to them. It didn't matter what time of the day or night or anything, they answered the phone. Another listener says, they'd never just make this decision for me. If I felt uncomfortable about taking a medication, which sometimes I do, they listen to me as well. I find it doesn't happen in other places. Is that, I suppose, gratifying to hear, but how do you achieve that, I suppose, that level of satisfaction from people who are involved at your service?
Is palliative care, and palliative care is about improving the quality of life of those you're looking after and of their loved ones. So as a healthcare team, it's not about just doing what we think is best for the person, it's actually hearing what they feel would make life better for them. So it would be, you know, we're not doing the job right unless we listen to the ones we're caring for.
And you have to strike a balance between obviously the medical expertise that ye have, but also folded into as much as possible their feelings and their wishes or their family's thoughts on the matter.
Oh, it has to be. I mean, it's our duty to inform people and explain things to them and then accept their decision about what they want to do or the care they want.
Yeah.
And support them in living each day as best they can.
Yeah. Michael, are there lessons here for other aspects of the healthcare service, the interaction between volunteers, fundraising, the service itself, service users and all that's kind of working well about this?
Yes, I think there is. And I think one of the important pieces that's very much part of the report is, again, that kind of partnership and collaboration between the services, the HSE, the local service provision, and the foundation. And it's that partnership arrangement, that collaboration that was making the difference, really. As I said earlier, it brought things forward. But I think there's more to do, and the report says that as well. And for Kerry Hospice and working very closely with the services, more can be done. And I suppose into the future for palliative care services, there is a requirement for additional beds in the inpatient units, and plans are afoot to develop 5 more additional spaces or places of beds in the unit. There is also a requirement for a base in Killarney in the St. Cullen Bannis and District Hospital area once the new hospital is built there in Killarney. And there's a requirement for us, I think, as well, to work with the HSE over the coming months to go out around the county and actually ask the people what more, what they see, or what can be done by the services for the people. And, you know, I think that's going to be a very important component over the next couple of months. We will be taking it together again in partnership and meeting at local levels to kind of establish that. And that's something that we've been asked to do in this report. And I suppose in the broader sense, there are other areas and other service areas where I think the need for a more closer listening and cooperation between the public, between voluntary groups and the HSE would yield and deliver better services. Yeah.
Dr. Sheehan, it's five more beds want to increase it by five. How many beds do you have at the moment?
We have 15 beds. And I suppose the 2001 report, I suppose there was a blueprint that helped us design the service in Kerry. It was a national blueprint. So every time we went to a minister or whatever, we were able to say, actually, this is your government plan. And we have a charity that will help fund it, and that's how I think we got ahead of other places in the country. So the national plan said that it should be one bed per 10,000 to the population, and the population of Kerry is 150,000, but we're the second oldest county in Ireland, and on top of that we cover West Limerick and North Cork, so our actual population would be about 180,000. So really we're running at 100% capacity. And so we mightn't have a bed available when somebody needs it as an emergency. So we really need to be up at 20 beds.
Yeah, indeed. And that report did praise the report here praised the 2001 report that you were talking about there, Dr. Sheehan, for the National Advisory Committee on Palliative Care as a reference document for it. Considered one of the most progressive documents in palliative care nationwide, which there was a clear commitment to person-centred care, the importance of the volunteer sector integrated with enhanced community care. That just goes to show reports can be good as long as they're not just put on a shelf and they're acted on.
I think that report was brilliant. We have got we have the nursing ratio, the physio ratio, the OT ratio, the social work ratio as per the prescription in that report. And we have used that as an organisation with both the hospital and the community and the charity united together to argue nationally to get those staffing.
Okay, lots of comments coming in. Mike in Killarney's used the palliative care unit at UHK on three occasions this year, simply says they are my angels. Praise for Kerry people, support through fundraising. Lots of people talking about the late Ted Moynihan, I should say, the Kerry Hospice Foundation as well, for all the work and as Dr. Aldersaro said, starting the fire on this and putting the effort into it. And Dr. Aldersaro, if I can ask you, just what would your recommendations be from here, and how can the service be continued and developed from here in terms of the work that needs to be done?
I think one of the best things we have found with the service and with Patricia and Michael, you've got there, is that they are always ready to listen, to learn, to improve. And I think Michael said it earlier. I think now that you have advanced so much, I think it's a time also to engage a little bit, continue engaging with local people and continue understanding what they need and try to adapt to what they want. But they are already on track, and actually the team has been brilliant to listen and to learn throughout the whole process.
Michael, if I can ask you about something Dr. Sheehan said there, that report was in place. If you were able to go, and this is across the board in terms of, let's say, something self-starting or some service mightn't be the health service, if you're going to government and you have a report, you have a roadmap, you have funding done and work done, is that the way to approach things to make things happen? Like, make it easy for a department or a minister to say, yes, you have a clear plan, this works, this makes sense, there's good governance about it. That'll get you ahead, shall I say that?
Oh, totally. And I think that was hugely important to have the blueprint. And as Patricia said, it was quite prescriptive for its time. And I suppose governments don't always like very prescriptive reports, because I suppose it brings...
They want wiggle room.
Exactly. And to be fair, you can kind of understand that. But what it really, I suppose, the importance of the report is it underpinned really good clinical practice. And that if you delivered it with the kind of level of staffing that was there, the outcome of it would be, as expected, a really good specialist palliative care service. And I think there's a learning in that sometimes we settle for less, and sometimes then we get less. And I think that's again, I suppose, just you just can't underestimate then the power of the people, and the people going, and as I say, bringing and putting the money where their mouth was, and actually developing some of those really key phases of the development of specialist palliative services that are in place now. And I think maybe that Patricia alluded to it earlier, even when those buildings weren't there, and as people were really, I suppose, fundraising locally for something they weren't quite sure what it would be like, there was still that huge collaboration clinically between the specialist services. It was growing at the time, the local GPs, the local public health nursing and therapies, and people were experiencing that service. Mightn't have been at an inpatient unit, but they were still getting to experience it, and I think that built the trust and confidence right across the community.
Yeah, indeed, that's the situation as well. And look, on the wider sense of it, Tricia, the report raises an issue about a lack of digital infrastructure, not limited to Kerry Palliative Care, but the health services nationwide. No electronic health records or single referral system. The team, you've worked to overcome this limitation by collaboration closely with each other to ensure staff can access information at all hours. But one of the things to be considered is for patients or users to get their own data, which could support self-management and even control and have ownership of their own information. Is that something, is that a way forward for the whole health service, do you think?
Oh, I think it is. I mean, if the only, we need a proper IT structure in the HSE in Ireland. We can't be caught out like we were with the cyber that happened in 2020. But what, I mean, if somebody rings in to us at late at night or whatever, and they have a condition and they're very unwell, it's very hard for them when they're distressed or anxious to be actually getting the message across to a stranger at the end of the phone. So if there was some way that there would be electronic health records, the person who answers the phone would have a little understanding of where that patient or that person is and be able to help them better.
And not have to explain everything over and over again to different people.
You know, there's so much that you have to do to make sure what the advice you give is safe. And that should be, there should be electronic health records in this day and age. I think we're really way behind on that.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Aldersaro, is that something that you'd echo from the report and from what needs to happen in terms of the wider health service even?
Yes, absolutely. And we tried to differentiate very well in the report what was in the hands of and what has to be enabled or provided by the health system in general. And there are some things that, like the digital and IT infrastructure, that actually at this moment, it enables communication between different groups. And as you were saying, like even for the self-management, for people to own their own data. So I think it's a key element now in the next step, not only in Ireland, but in many countries that can actually scale up the availability of IT system.
Okay, one or two more things to say. Lots of comments coming into us on this. We'll get to those and more with our three guests after we take these. Yeah, keep your comments and views coming into us. We're talking about Kerry's palliative care service and the Kerry specialist palliative care service we have in the county, as identified by an International Federation of Integrated Care report, which has praised the service and talked about the future learnings for it. We've got Dr. Patricia Sheehan, Michael Fitzgerald and Dr. Edelweiss Aldersaro with us. Some of the comments that have come in from listeners and people who have had interaction. Listener Paula Sills says, unfortunately, having used palliative care for my dear mother, what a service we have in Kerry. It was like home from home for a few weeks. Each doctor, nurse, healthcare person went above and beyond to help in any way they could. They couldn't do any more for us. The patient was given so much care, kindness, love and attention. They're all amazing people. Dr. Sheehan is an angel on this earth. Hi, Jerry. As someone who has had direct experience with UHK palliative care, I can honestly vouch that I've never met such wonderful, caring, understanding, supportive and compassionate people. And people such as Dr. Patricia Sheehan and all the nurses and staff in the UHK palliative care in my life. Long may they continue with the great outstanding service and support they provide to those poor souls who need it the most, says Joe in Tralee. And that's just a number of those getting in touch with us. And on the line, we have Cathal Walsh from Killarney, of course. Cathal, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
You got in touch with us on hearing about what we were talking about this morning.
Absolutely, Jerry, and I'm not one bit surprised by the findings of this report, because I can speak from first-hand experience with my late wife, June, who passed away 3 years ago, and she'd been through the palliative care, both in the unit there and that excellent state-of-the-art unit in Tralee, and also with the home team at home, the nurses on the road, as we call them. And I'm not surprised, because the care and attention that they give to detail from the doctors, the nurses, all the staff in that unit over in Tralee. I'm so proud to be a member of the Kerry Hospice Foundation and a volunteer in fundraising for them, because they're all absolutely very special people in that unit, and those that come to the houses and to the people on the nurses who travel on the road. And we're unique in this county, and it's so fitting that it has been used as a template, because very few outside of Dublin have a unit like we have here in Kerry.
And that makes a huge difference for people and for families, Colin. And that's why there's the drive, and you're talking about the hope to get the fundraise for those extra 5 beds.
Yeah, and we'll do our utmost as in the Kerry Hospice Foundation to do so, because there's an awful lot of goodwill out there, because, as I said already, they're very special people running that unit. They're very special people who chose that career, and there's very little turnover in staff, because the staff are there and they love their job, and the people and the family become part of that. You can go in there, have a cup of tea, feel very much at home at a very sad time in people's lives, but they're in best of care, getting the best of attention from very, very special people.
Yeah, they certainly are. And look, lots of more people getting in touch as well. Tim Gaheen gets in touch. Don't forget to mention Mairead Fernand's input, which you worked with Ted Moynihan and took over from him, and Dr. Sheehan. That was a key aspect as well. The people who have unfortunately gone but put huge work in.
Oh my God, we have so many people to thank. Mairead, I can remember Ted Moynihan telling us, Mairead, and mind our money, make sure it stays safe to build further.
Yeah.
And I think as well, you know, I left Belfast as a consultant, came down to Kerry, and what I joined was a united a fundraising organisation with the health service, used of working in partnership. And they started initially, and it was 2 home care nurses they provided for the county to work to support the GP and public health nurses in caring for people who were dying from cancer to stay in their own homes. And in 1995, they then engaged with the Southern Health Board to actually do up hospice rooms in the community hospitals, the 5 community hospitals in Kerry and in St. Joseph's in Killorglin. So people who couldn't be managed at home could actually stay in the locality, be near their friends, and get excellent care. And it was after that we did the day unit, and that was still aiming to keep people out of, you know, at home for as long as possible, living at home. Yeah. And then the next stage was the inpatient unit. But I think the most important bit really is still the community, keeping people in the hospice beds in the local community hospitals. The care that was given, we'll say, in Killarney, Dingle, Listowel, Carsaveen, Kinmare, to patients when I started down here who in other places would have been in hospitals or specialist palliative care units was just amazing. And we need to hold on to that tradition as well.
Yeah.
And the inpatient unit is for some people for a certain period, but we need the others. It all has to work together.
Yeah, certainly does, and that's the key to it all. Tina says, good morning. I could never speak highly enough about palliative care and the wonderful work they do. Sadly, I lost 3 dear friends over the past few years who all spent time in palliative care, and the care and dignity they were given was unbelievable. Their work to do is amazing, and they never look for thanks. Well, look, it's great to be able to cover it in this way and for your input into the story of it as it continues. Dr. Patricia Sheehan, Michael Fitzgerald, and Dr. Edelweiss Aldasoro, and also to Cathal Walsh, thanks for talking to us this morning.